The Watchtower, Study Edition, June 2026. This article will be studied during the week of August 10th through 16th. How to Remain Loyal When We Face Tests of Faith. Theme Text: Lord, whom shall we go away to? You have sayings of everlasting life. John 6:68. Song 122: Be steadfast, immovable. Focus: We can remain loyal to Jehovah no matter what tests of faith we may face.
Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: What happened as Jesus was teaching in Capernaum?
This speech is shocking. Who can listen to it? John 6:60. That is the way that many of Jesus' disciples reacted to statements Jesus made while he was teaching in Capernaum. Jesus had said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves." And he continued, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will resurrect him on the last day." John 6:53-54. Those who were deeply offended by Jesus' words stopped following him. Did they not have any faith in him at all? Actually, before this incident, some, including Jesus' disciples, were so impressed by what Jesus did that they said, "This really is the prophet who was to come into the world." John 6:14. So it is evident that those disciples had a degree of faith in Jesus. But when their faith was tested, they did not remain loyal to him.
Paragraph 3. Question: How did the apostles react to Jesus' words, and why?
The apostles reacted differently to Jesus' words. When Jesus asked them if they wanted to leave him as well, Peter answered, "Lord, whom shall we go away to? You have sayings of everlasting life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." John 6:68-69. Notice that Peter did not say that he and the other apostles fully understood the meaning of what Jesus said when he told them that they needed to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Regardless of what they understood at that moment, they chose to remain loyal to Jesus. Why? Because their faith was based on an undeniable truth. Jesus was the Christ of God. Luke 9:20-35.
The picture for paragraph 3 shows Peter assuring Jesus that he and the other apostles will not leave him. The apostles stand next to Jesus while many of his disciples in the background walk away. The picture caption reads, "Though many disciples left Jesus, Peter and the other apostles stayed with him." Paragraph 4. Question: What tests might we face?
Our loyalty to Jehovah can be tested in a number of ways. For example, how do we react when we learn of an adjustment in the understanding of a Bible verse, or of a change in the way that the disciple-making work is organized? Or how do we react when we find it hard to understand why Jehovah allows us to suffer some kind of tragedy? Our faith can also be tested if a close Christian friend hurts us, or if someone we respect treats us in a way that seems unfair.
Paragraph 5. Illustrate why our faith needs to be built on a strong foundation.
To illustrate the importance of having a strong foundation for our faith, think of a building constructed in an area prone to earthquakes. Such a building needs a strong foundation in order to survive. Similarly, in order for us to survive tests of faith like those mentioned in the preceding paragraph, our faith needs a solid foundation. If we keep strengthening the foundation of our faith, we will continue to be steadfast, loyal servants of Jehovah in the face of trials.
Colossians 1:23 reads,
"Provided, of course, that you continue in the faith, established on the foundation and steadfast, not being shifted away from the hope of that good news that you heard, and that was preached in all creation under heaven. Of this good news, I, Paul, became a minister.
Paragraph 6. Question. What helped the apostles to remain loyal to Jesus?
What helped the apostles to remain loyal to Jesus when many others abandoned him? The apostles were convinced that Jehovah is worthy of worship because he is the maker of all things, that Jesus is God's Son who has sayings of everlasting life, and that Jesus has Jehovah's full support. Now, rather than consider many specific ways our faith can be tested, let us focus on three truths that can help us stay firmly grounded regardless of what tests we may face. They are, 1. Jehovah is the creator of all things. 2. Jehovah inspired the Bible. 3. Jehovah is backing his people today. If we are thoroughly convinced of these three truths, we will remain loyal when we undergo tests of faith. Jehovah is the creator.
Paragraph 7. Question. Of what does Revelation 4:11 remind us, but what might happen when we face tests of faith? Revelation 4:11 reads,
"You are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will they came into existence and were created."
This text reminds us that Jehovah created all things. This fact alone makes him worthy of our worship. And when we meditate on his awe-inspiring power, we become convinced that he can deliver us from all our trials. However, Satan has filled this world with propaganda designed to make man doubt the existence of God. Scientists may even claim that life came about on its own. If we are not absolutely convinced that Jehovah is the Creator and that he loves us, we may begin to doubt that he is and that he will come to our aid when we are confronted with tests of faith.
Paragraphs 8 and 9. Question. What should you do if you start to doubt that Jehovah is the Creator?
If you start to doubt that Jehovah is the Creator, take immediate action. Thoroughly research our publications for information regarding the overwhelming proof that Jehovah created all things. You can find an abundance of faith-strengthening material on this subject in the brochures Was Life Created? And The Origin of Life, 5 Questions Worth Asking. Additional corroborating evidence is discussed in the series Was It Designed? Found on JW.org. Jessica, a young sister in the United States, says, "After reading the Origin of Life brochure, I felt confident that the facts point to an intelligent designer. I already knew this, but after reviewing the reasoning in that brochure, I proved it to myself beyond any reasonable doubt." Also, many have benefited from reviewing the book, Is There a Creator Who Cares About You? You may have already read this material, but why not read it again?
The picture collage for paragraph 8 shows a young sister meditating on examples of creation that she read about in the brochure, Was Life Created? The water cycle, the planet Earth, the solar system, a boxfish next to a vehicle designed with a similar shape, a seagull next to an aircraft designed with similar shaped wings, and a humpback whale swimming in the ocean. The picture caption reads, "You may already have read the brochure, Was Life Created? Why not read it again?"
For your next personal study project, you might consider facts that prove God's existence. Your research not only will help you to strengthen your faith in Jehovah's existence, but will shed light on his personality. In addition, you will be able to use what you learn to help others who may have doubts about God's existence. The main point? Jehovah has given us an abundance of evidence that he is our creator. Jehovah inspired the Bible.
Paragraph 10, Question. How do we view the Bible? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 reads,
All Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness, so that the man of God may be fully competent, completely equipped for every good work.
The Bible is a message from Jehovah to mankind. It answers life's important questions and tells us what Jehovah's will is and what he wants us to do. We believe that Jehovah is the author of the Bible, which makes the Bible the most important book in our life. We want to be sure that we understand his word and do our very best to apply it.
Paragraph 11, Question. What convinces you that the Bible is inspired of God?
Why are we convinced that Jehovah inspired the Bible? For a number of reasons. God's word is historically accurate. It is also accurate when it discusses the natural world. The Bible is the most widely distributed book of all time, despite Satan's countless efforts to have it eliminated. The Bible was written by some 40 different men over a period of about 1,600 years. Yet, their message is harmonious. It contains timeless advice that has helped millions in their everyday life. And numerous Bible prophecies have been fulfilled, further proof of the Bible's reliability. Yes, the Bible is most certainly inspired of God.
Paragraph 12, Question. What should we do if we begin to have doubts that the Bible is inspired of God?
What should we do if we begin to have doubts that the Bible is inspired of God? We should make it a matter of prayer and take action in harmony with our prayers. Note what a young brother named Jordan, who was raised as a witness, says. I don't automatically believe everything that I'm told. I need to think things through for myself. In all honesty, I still have occasional doubts. But when I do, I try my best to do research in our publications in order to get answers to my questions and resolve my doubts. As we continue to strengthen our conviction that Jehovah inspired the Bible, we will strengthen the foundation of our faith. Jehovah is backing his people today.
Paragraph 13, Question. What should we do if we start to have doubts about who God's people are today?
If we ever begin to harbor doubts that Jehovah's Witnesses are the people God is backing today, we should not let such doubts fester. Instead, we can resolve our doubts by asking ourselves such questions as, Who are truly doing their best to conform their lives to the Bible's standards? Who view the Bible as an authority on all matters? Who are doing Jehovah's will today?
Paragraph 14, Question. How are Jehovah's Witnesses being used to fulfill Matthew 24:14?
In connection with doing God's will today, we can ask ourselves, Who is doing the preaching work that Jesus foretold would take place during the last days? The answer is crystal clear. God is using his people, Jehovah's Witnesses, to do the preaching work. We alone are preaching the good news of God's kingdom in over 240 lands. We have been accomplishing this work for more than 100 years under kingdom rulership. Yes, we have remained focused on our all-important preaching and teaching work.
Paragraph 15, Question. How do Jehovah's Witnesses contribute to sanctifying God's name today? Matthew 6:9 reads,
You must pray then this way. Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified.
Isaiah 43:10 reads,
You are my witnesses, declares Jehovah, yes, my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and have faith in me and understand that I am the same one. Before me no God was formed, and after me there has been none.
We are identified by God's personal name, Jehovah, and we are proud to be called Jehovah's Witnesses. At a time when most of the world is ignorant of this name, we have restored it to its rightful place in the Bible. It is found more than 7,000 times in the main text of the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures.
Paragraph 16. Question. Why can we say that Jehovah's Witnesses are obeying the commandment found at John 13, 34 and 35? John 13, 34 and 35 reads,
I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love among yourselves.
Our brotherhood is a modern-day miracle of love and unity, which stands out in a hostile and divided world. We come from all parts of the world, with different backgrounds and upbringings, yet we do our best to have peace and love among ourselves. When traveling, have you ever visited a different congregation? The next time you do, reflect on the love and unity among our brothers and sisters. It will underscore that Jehovah is indeed using his witnesses to accomplish his will today. Keeping this in mind can help us to remain loyal to Jehovah during any tests of faith.
The picture for paragraph 16 shows a sister and her young daughter on a bus, joyfully watching witnesses engaged in cart witnessing on the sidewalk. The picture description reads, A mother and daughter who are traveling by bus are delighted to see fellow witnesses engaging in the ministry. The picture caption reads, Our brotherhood is a modern-day miracle of love and unity.
Never leave Jehovah.
Paragraphs 17 and 18. Question. What challenging situations might we have to face, but what can we confidently say?
We live in critical times that are hard to deal with, so these last days will be difficult for all of us. We may face other challenging situations. God's organization might make decisions that we do not fully understand. Or we might feel misunderstood or hurt by a brother or a sister. We might not immediately see a solution to our problem, or we might not get an answer to whatever it is that has affected us. Despite the emotional turmoil these situations may cause, we can always be loyal to Jehovah if we are convinced that He is the Creator, that the Bible is His Word, and that Jehovah's Witnesses are His people. As Peter said to Jesus, we too can say to Jehovah, Whom shall we go away to? You have sayings of everlasting life. How can these three truths help us when tests arise? Jehovah is the Creator. The Bible is God's Word. Jehovah is backing His people today. Song 123, Loyally Submitting to Theocratic Order. End of article.